This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
It's brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Shut up, you big baby!
Say good evening to Don.
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
Perfect.
Did you hear the news, Peter? Before you go to your next one?
Sure.
Don's home.
I heard that. Don is home.
Out of the hospital. Thank God.
Home, home, home. Next step, rest. Step after that, back here with us.
Miss the big lug.
And let's say good evening to Michael again.
I'm not a simp. Mm-hmm. True.
I'm glad you said that. Where do you want to start, Michael? NBA's back tonight. Should we start there?
Why not? Because Ebro's doesn't want you to just dither around right now.
Yeah. No, I want to apologize to Ebro's for that.
Joski Hoang.
Can we hear the Eric Adams butchering Ebro's name one more time, please? Do you have that, Anthony? Pull that up.
Yeah, sure. Hang on. We're going to get it. Here we go. Here it is.
And that's so important what you stated, but, you know, let's be clear, Ebro's. Because my voter, they wake up in the morning, Ebro's.
Here's so Jay intent Will. On making it personal, right, and saying the guy's name, but then he gets the name wrong, and it kind of takes away all of the good.
Well, let's go back again. We have to go back to Chris Mullin. It's the exact same thing, because in both cases, the person's doing the right thing by saying the person's name.
Yep.
And in Chris Mullin's case, I think he knows Don even better than you, except he thinks his name is Dom.
Well, there'll be a lot, Dom.
It's over and over again.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Here's Jay Will this morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max saying just how good Kyrie makes this Nets team.
The benchmark is numbers have continued to decrease in New York City, and it's looking like we're trending in a direction where, you know, things will be back to somewhat normal in the next 2 weeks. And I think Kyrie Irving will be in a full-time capacity for the Nets. And what that does, Kevin Durant is able to come off this knee injury healthy. That, to me, makes him the clear favorite to win the whole thing.
Now, Jay Will also had some strong feelings on Ben Simmons. And feels that he's needed to play in the game against Philadelphia coming up.
There's one team out of all teams that you should be ready to play against, even if it is in Philly. It should be the team that you felt held you back with your new team. Especially with your new team if Kevin Durant is back and Kyrie Irving can play in the road in Philly and you can go against a James Harden. These are the mental pieces that you need to start attacking in order for you to achieve the ultimate level of yourself, which is to become an NBA champion with your new squad. That, by the way, if Kyrie Irving is able to come back when the vaccine mandate is retracted for indoor playing facilities, they will be the favorite to win the whole thing. And that will be the matchup and that will be the team you will need to go through, Key, in order to win an NBA or Eastern Conference Final or NBA Championship.
A couple of people have brought this up, Peter.
2 weeks from tonight, by the way, that Philly game in Philly.
It should be great, but you know, we brought up the possible matchups that the Nets could have. They could play the Raptors, Peter. He will not be able to go to Canada. They have not lifted that. You must be vaccinated to enter Canada. So they better hope that's not the matchup.
That is an interesting thought that I didn't think about. But is that the only one? That's the only one.
I believe that's it, yes.
Where they could run into that. So we'll see. Now, Stephen A. Smith on First Take was arguing with Isaiah Thomas. I know, Stephen A. arguing, it's surprising. But he was arguing with Isaiah that the Nets should be the title favorites.
You got Kyrie Irving leaning on Mayor Eric Adams, hoping that he lifts the New York City mandate. You understand? So you don't have to be vaccinated in order to play in the Barclays Center. If you're a home team, you're a visitor, that's a different story, which makes no sense to me whatsoever. Kyrie Irving actually should be allowed to play, in all fairness to him, if visitors can play. But that's still an issue. And then we got Ben Simmons, who, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has been out for 10 months, is completely physically healthy, clearly well-rested, and still is like, well, there might be another few weeks as to when he's ready to play or not. I mean, what the hell is going on? So I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, Isaiah Thomas, respectfully, I don't understand how you can jump to the conclusion that the Brooklyn Nets should be the favorites at this particular juncture to win it all.
I don't understand what Stephen A. is saying, because every team has question marks whether or not, you know, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, people are going to stay healthy. What we're saying, and what Isaiah Thomas is saying, is if this is a healthy team from 1 to 15, there's no team that matches up with it in the NBA. That's what we're saying.
Where I fall, as I said earlier, is that, that's a great point, but the likelihood of that happening, it doesn't feel high. It seems like it's hard to count on the Nets being fully healthy.
That's certainly been the issue since this all happened, but we'll see. I mean, Kyrie has played at a very high level in the games that he's played. Kevin Durant was an MVP candidate until he hurt his knee. And Ben Simmons is an extraordinary defender and ball distributor, just a pretty good scorer when he drives to the basket. He doesn't shoot free throws well. He's not going to have to take many shots from outside. So they've got a lot of things lined up for them to be very, very good if everything is right.
It's an unbelievable list of players that's unavailable for the Nets right now.
Oh, unbelievable. They probably might not get Joe Harris back.
At all?
They keep saying there might be a second surgery, and so it shouldn't be this long. It's well over the amount of time that it should be after the surgery. And that's why getting Curry in that deal was huge.
Celtics, 9-point favorites at the Nets tonight.
Bet the Nets. Show me something. It's a TNT.
Pick 'em.
Bet 'em.
It's on TV.
Yeah.
On
TV. Like, are you feeling the Nets right now?
No, I'm not. I'm feeling the Celtics. You crazy?
Okay.
That late game, you got the Warriors 10-point favorites against the Blazers. If that suits
you. That would have been a good game 3 months ago.
Pick 'em.
Well, now the Blazers aren't a team, you're saying?
Right. Don still loves Portland, though. We'll never know why.
We'll never know why. No. You want to hear from Tibbs?
Why not?
By the way, I always get confused. It's Tibbs and Thibodeau, right?
Tom Thibodeau.
If it's Thibodeau, it should be Thibs. I mean, who are we kidding?
But then let's
can't
call
be
him
Thibodeau and then be Tibbs. I say Thibs.
I can't say Thibs because that's not a nickname. Like, that's nothing. Thibs is nothing. It's a mistake. It's not
why
a word.
Why do you make that judgment that it's nothing? Who are you?
Thibs sucks. Oh, Tibbs could be something. Can we just call him Tom Thibodeau? I mean, shouldn't that be a silent H? Andrew, what
Most
do you feel?
Most people make it that way.
Andrew, when you look at his name, what do you feel?
I prefer, I mean, look, if his name is Thibodeau, then that's what you got to call him. It's not about what you want.
But we don't know. He's not here now to tell us.
I like it more when it's Thibodeau, because something about the word Thibodeau, every time I say it, it makes me feel like his name is Thibodeau and I have a lisp. And that's just how I feel when I say it.
It does.
Tom
it does.
Tom
give you
Thibodeau. He's Tom Thibodeau.
It gives you a lisp feel.
It does.
Yeah.
Tom Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Now, let's go with Tom Thibodeau. His reaction to the rumors that World Wide West has been critical of him.
I talk to West all the time. I don't respond to rumors and any of that stuff. So, you know, I know the drill here. I've been here before. So, I don't worry about any of that stuff.
I'm going to tell you something, Peter.
Go ahead, please, Michael.
Not a good answer. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
So the report was that World Wide West went to Dolan and said the issue is Thibodeau. It's not the front office. So he's saying he talks to West every day. I've talked to people on a daily basis that I know are stabbing me in the back. That doesn't mean because you talk to him every day that he wouldn't do it. So that's not an answer. I talk to him every day. Yeah, and after you talk to him, he stabs you in the back. One thing does not preclude the other. And I know the people that are stabbing me in the back, and I keep notes, and I put them on laminated lists. But I talk to them because Billy Martin once told me, keep your enemies close. The actual quote was, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I know when people are maneuvering. I know. Thibodeau probably knows, too.
Yeah, Tib Thibs, he's aware. The Knicks
Mike
were,
Thibodeau.
The Knicks were back at practice yesterday for the first time since the All-Star break. And they're obviously trying to bounce back from a miserable end to the first half of the season. And R.J. Barrett, still not 100%. He was asked if he has pain in his ankle.
Of course I feel something. I'm in pain. I am in pain. But, you know, just getting back into it, it's going to be sore. It's going to be sore, but trying to, you know, just be mentally tough to get through that. You know, I can move a little bit. So, like I said, being able to go out there and practice and scrimmage and really, you know, do that, that was a good sign. I have another one tomorrow. So, you know, just going to continue to see how it feels.
Not a good look for Tib, for, I mean, keeping that guy in a game that they were losing by 15 points with 30 seconds left.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, he thought it was 13. I'll tell you that, though. Lots to like about R.J. Barrett. Lots to like about him.
Duke kid.
I said a lot to like, and you went to the first thing not to like. A lot to like.
I like Duke. Like, if Charlie or Callie want to go to Duke, I'd be thrilled.
Ugh. I'd sooner send my kids to Ramapo.
Oh, Don just got home.
Okay.
I went to Ramapo. Look at me.
I'd sooner send my kids to Fordham.
I'll play along. You wish you were part of the Ramley.
Believe me, I'm very good being a member of the Terrapin Club.
You know, Anthony Pusick is a Fordham man. All he has to do is pot down your mic, and I'll finish off the show. On TV. And on radio.
I'm sorry, Anthony. I didn't mean to disrespect the Ramley.
He's my friend.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Possible that the 49ers could stick with Jimmy G for another season.
No, I don't believe it.
According to Shefty, it's not a lock that the 49ers will trade Jimmy G, whose $137 million contract is up at the end of 2022. I'm just telling you that Trey Lance was probably further behind than people realized, Schefter said on the Ari Mayroy NFL show. I'm a big fan, by the way.
Is that a podcast? Because everybody has a podcast these days.
I know. A lot of podcasts. But I don't know. I don't know where that show's from. But Trey Lance is greener than people realize. He's going to need more work than people realize. And they have a roster that can win now. Also, I was speaking to J.P. Finley, my friend in the D.C. area, who said to expect next week for the Commanders to be tied up in basically every quarterback trade rumor possible.
So they're not going to resign Ryan Fitzpatrick after seeing him in Buffalo without a shirt on.
I'll tell you what, he had a hell of a quarter as a Washington Commander.
He really did. He earned that $10
million. He really did. He took one tackle into the turf, season over, $10 million. Good night, good luck. Tom Brady has been retired for a full, wait for it, 23 days. Can you believe that?
I can.
And in that time, he has already lined up his first move. And guess what? It's in Hollywood. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Tom from Tampa Bay is set to produce and act in a film called 80 for Brady.
Holy crap.
A football-themed road trip comedy starring legendary actresses Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, Sally Field, and Lily Tomlin.
Well, all of them are over 80? Is that the thing?
Well, my guess is they're going to be playing characters that are around 80, because that would sound right. And maybe they're on a trip to go see Brady?
Boy, this really sounds like it could be awful.
It's certainly a risk. Inspired by a true story, Brady tells of four best friends and New England Patriots fans who take a life-changing trip to the 2017 Super Bowl to see their quarterback hero Tom Brady play and the chaos that ensues as they navigate the wilds of the biggest sporting event in the country.
So let's think about the athletes that became real actors that were successful. Jim Brown.
Sure.
Joe Namath had his moments.
Oh, what about O.J.?
Yeah, O.J. was in Naked Gun.
He had a few things.
Not that many do it. Alex Karras.
LeBron was in that Amy Schumer vehicle.
And he was good in that, but a lot of people pan Space Jam 2.
No, I heard that. By the way, this I don't know, Michael, this Ukraine thing is overwhelming, and I hope we were allowed everyone to forget about it for a couple hours today. But this story just hit me, Michael. I mean, they're now adding the compulsory military situation to Ukraine. It's been announced by the president that you now have to join the military, and Ukrainian former world champs Vlad and Vitali Klitschko both announced that they will be taking up arms. Vitali's the mayor of Kyiv.
Wow.
Yeah, Vlad and Vitali Klitschko, and of course
they certainly are not going to be inconspicuous. They're big dudes.
No, that's they're an asset. I'll say that. But really, really scary and sad stuff. The pictures that we're seeing online of everything happening there, it's pretty crazy. So we hope for the best, of course, in that situation. This will be it for ENN. On this Thursday evening, thank you, Michael. Brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. The Hennessy Playmaker, maybe the triple-double, all made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy Hennessy responsibly.
Rangers, Capitals, coming up right here, pregame show. And also, you can see it on ESPN. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.